With Lori Dubose, as we welcome Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan in the studio. Good morning, and thank you for being here.
Good morning, Lori. Thank you for having me.
I know we had a scheduling conflict with the councilman, so I just thought I wouldn't have an interview, and I saw you up, so we sure do appreciate your time.
Yeah, happy to be here, and they're gonna do my segment in the morning, so we just swapped this week.
There you go. That works out great. Well, let's start with the work session, where there is a presentation about an Eagle Scout project for a beech tree trail. I suppose you'll learn about that tonight.
We will. And, you know, we've had the beech tree trail for a long time, but we really need to refurbish the markers, kind of update those. And
refresh our memories. Where is that?
So it's on the North Beach Park. So if you drive down through the North Beach Park, you will see that there are some markers for the trees, but, like, the plaques are missing.
Oh, I see.
Right.
It's more of an identification of the trees than an actual trail. Okay.
Correct.
Okay, I see what you mean. Yes, I've noticed that around the duck pond and whatnot.
We have one around the duck pond, and we also have one on Coastal Alabama's campus.
Okay. This sounds fun. Discussion for beach volleyball.
Yes, there's an organization who has a beach volleyball program, and they're wanting to come use the beach a couple times a year to be able to do beach volleyball. So we really don't have a fee structure set up for that, and typically have not, you know, rented those courts. So it's just a chance for us to discuss it and ask, you know, the council if they want to set a fee schedule for that.
Okay. All right. Anything else from the work session you want to mention?
I don't think so. I think we're going to have the six-month financial review, obviously, and I think they're also going to review our audit, so which is not actually currently listed on the agenda, but I think they're going to do both those things tonight as well.
Okay, because that can come from the department head updates,
correct,
right? Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. On to the meeting at 6 p.m. is the report of the mayor.
Right. And tonight in my report, I'm going to be recognizing two of our junior city council members who couldn't be there at the last meeting. Also going to be recognizing Bryant Whelan, who is retiring from the Eastern Shore Arts Center. Going to be recognizing her. And that's probably pretty much it in the report of the mayor tonight.
Okay. And we have appointments of municipal judges.
Mm-hmm.
Or one municipal
judge,
and
right.
One circuit.
Right. Well, no. We just have Haim Snedeker, and then Jody will be doing the swearing in.
Oh, so, okay, I see.
Correct.
Okay.
We just have one municipal judge.
And then Judge Jody Bishop is conducting that.
Correct.
I see. Okay. We have a public hearing on rezoning 3.5 acres on the west side of Greeno Road from low density single family to highway transitional district.
Right.
And that just makes sense when it's on Greeno Road.
It does. It does. And again, that highway transitional district is just something that's it's zoning specifically for that area. So should not see much controversy over that, and hopefully it'll breeze through.
Okay. Also, the site plan approval for Wawa, the gas station on almost 3 acres. This is the one at 181 and 104.
Correct. This is the one one there, and this is not the one there by the high school.
That
on
one,
98.
That one's already had the approval, has
correct,
it not? Yeah,
correct.
Okay. All right. And this is something you do every year, is renew or re-execute the disaster debris removal and disposal contract.
Right. This is a one-year extension. This will be the last time we can extend this contract, but it's a one-year extension for Crowder Gulf for the debris removal after a hurricane.
Okay. Let's see what else. Quail Creek, a pump irrigation system, not to exceed $41,000.
So this is actually, you may have remembered this from before, Lori. This has been before the council before. I believe in January it was before the council. But Jerry Pate was the low bidder and the only bidder for this project, and they have to buy parts and pieces from another company. Now that company that they're buying the parts and pieces for the controller for the irrigation pump has increased their pricing, so we're having to come back with an increase, which is, you know, I had to do some research into that one because that seems like a little bit of an excessive increase to me, but
$11,682, about a third of the price
correct
of the job,
about 30%, and unfortunately it's just the times that we're in.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And we know we've had discussion what to do about the City Hall Civic Center, and you were able to get the roof repaired for even though it's a big number of $554,000, It was originally about $1 million, right?
Right. It was 1.2 to begin with, so we were able to reduce that by almost $700,000. So, and that is giving us a, you know, basically a new roof there at City Hall and over the Civic Center. So, really excited to be able to get that done.
And that extends the life of the building until.
Till the warranty plans. Right, until future plans can be decided.
Okay. And I see we have the Fairhope Clock Plaza bid. To begin the construction, $282,000 on the corner of Section and Fairhope Avenue.
Right.
Refresh our memories of what's going to be done there.
So, there at the clock corner, we're going to be putting in seating. We're going to be putting in shading, a lot of brick pavers. You know, so a lot of just really aesthetic and beautification.
Okay. I'm just wondering why it's so much money, $282,000.
It's a large, not a large area, but when you look at it and you're pulling everything up and you're basically putting all pavers down, you're doing a lot of bench seating, you're doing chairs, tables, you're doing landscaping.
Okay.
You're extending that corner out somewhat. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of work there to be done, a lot of site work.
All right. Let's see. As we go on down the agenda onto page 2, any of those items that you'd like to mention? Looks like some of it's just budgeted buying a dump truck and getting some police equipment.
Yeah, there's not really much more on there. You know, the tower leases, which we do all the time, an MOU for the police department with the task force. So things that are just basically housekeeping.
Mm-hmm. What's this about the recycling? To apply for grant funding under the Alabama Recycling Fund.
Right.
In support of the Baldwin County Material Recovery Facility.
So everybody's probably pretty much aware that Baldwin County is building a recycle center. That's what this is for. All the municipalities in the county are partnering with Baldwin County on that project. So when these recycling grants become available, we will apply for them and then in turn give those back to Baldwin County for them to build this facility. For Fairhope, that's a huge endeavor and a huge perk for us, because right now we're going to Escambia County, you know, several times a week to be able to take recycling over there. So this will limit our travel time and hopefully make things more efficient for us.
And hopefully cut the cost as well.
Cut
I mean,
cost,
recycling
yes.
has always not been a generator of revenue. It's been a costly service.
That's correct. And again, you have wear and tear on your trucks going back and forth to Escambia County. You have personnel time. So this is really going to be a cost saver for us. And again, hopefully allow us to enhance our recycling efforts here in Fairhope once again.
So if you don't get a grant, the city still would contribute, or you think feel pretty sure the grant will come through?
I feel fairly surely the grant will come through.
Okay. All right. What is not on the meeting agenda that may have been in the news recently that you may want to address?
I don't know, Lori. I think you always pretty much have what the news is calling us out on. Really?
Yeah, I'm going to glance and see if I can refresh my memory. Let me go to Fairhope Times, where he usually keeps up.
He does.
He keeps up with that. Oh, I know. There was a one that's been discussed a lot. Mm-hmm. Was a sign that said, proposed new sewer site, and everybody was up in arms, and it was a joke.
That's a joke. Of course, if anybody knows Leslie Stascoll, they know his sense of humor. And, you know, it's funny. He did call and let me know about the sign, and it's a little bit funny, because the way the sign is worded, people should not take it seriously, but obviously they just didn't read it very well, and they just drove by and saw sewer plant, future sewer plant, and so they started calling my office and, you know, calling Public Works, but I can assure them that is simply being used as a lay down yard for the force main that's going out to 104 and 181.
Yes, and
yes,
that's just
not a
storage
sewer plant.
Spot. Yeah,
that's
okay.
Right.
That was pretty funny. And we've talked about this because this occurred last meeting, or maybe the meeting before, where the Arts Alley project cost has gone up $25,000 because A requirement to search for Indian artifacts.
That's correct. So part of that federal funding was the requirement of having somebody, an archaeological person on site, to look and when they're digging to find out if they see any kind of artifacts that would stop, you know, construction of that area, things that needed to be preserved. But they have not found anything, and that is a total cost of $45,000 for us to do that. But pretty much any kind of digging that has been done, they've been on site to oversee that.
Right, okay. Okay. All right. And I saw pictures. I wasn't able to attend. Did you catch any of the Grandman Triathlon?
I did not. I did not catch any of it, but heard that it went really well, and it's always a great event.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time and stopping in this morning.
Yes.
So we'll have Councilman Jay Robinson, Council President Jay Robinson, tomorrow instead.
He'll cover the agenda with you again.
Appreciate
you know what
it.
Happened. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you so much, Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan. Honored to have her. Usually the second and fourth Tuesday following council meetings, and due to a scheduling change, she joins us this morning. If you missed part of it, you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com.